Recording in progress.
Here for June 13th, 2023, for the continued consolidated hearing of LS 21-002-003 and 004. We'll continue with Mr. Parapanse on cross by Mr. McKenzie. However, before we get started with testimony and the interpreters, I just want to ask if any party has any procedural items we need to address.
Your Honor, in your ruling yesterday regarding our Exhibit 22, you suggested you might resubmit it with some redactions. I've gone through and redacted that document. What procedure would you like me to follow?
I'm sorry, you'll have to remind me which exhibit that was. And if that was my intent.
It was one that contained some settlement negotiation discussions.
I see. Parties have conferred on redaction, is that right?
No.
Oh.
No, I just redacted and I'm happy to just send it over to Mr. Larkin, I guess.
All right, you'll have to remind me. We had a bunch of exhibits. Is this an exhibit that was addressed by the pre-hearing motions?
Yes, it was.
Okay, and whose motion?
Mr. Larkin's motion. Was it Exhibit 22. I believe it was 2E.
I see. All I did there was indicated that for purposes that the motion was granted to the degree that it did address issues of settlement. So you'll need to just address that when you try to submit your Exhibit 22. It sounds like you've preemptively addressed the issue of it mentioning anything to do with settlement, and redaction is an appropriate way to do that, but there's no action for me to take at this time since it's not being introduced as an exhibit. But
understood.
But thank you for alerting me. Any other procedural items?
Yes, the city does have one. At the rate that we're going, I believe that we'll probably need the interpreters for Thursday.
Okay.
We are actually, I am actually on schedule for Thursday. So at least, I don't know about my partner, but at least I will be here for the entire day.
And these other interpreters also scheduled until Thursday.
Very good. Sounds like we're set for that.
That was all from the city.
All right. Anything else? All right. Just before we get started, I just want to remind, with regard to our pace, I just do want to remind the parties, because we do have interpreters of the process of objections, I don't want to quash any parties' interest or eagerness to bring objections. It's an accepted part and practice of this hearing, but just to keep in mind, when you're doing it, make the objection, state the reason for it. Responding party, maybe pause for a second, see if anybody joins, and then give your response. Parties do not, you may ask for additional argument after that, but please do not expect a lot of back and forth. Objections are quick, so make your statement, get it all out the first time so that we don't have to do the back and forth, remembering that every single thing we say has to be interpreted. So it's we cut out some steps by just doing it efficiently the first time. Also, just keep in mind, if the objection is overruled and the question is allowed, simply just start out the gate with restating the question. The hope that the witness remembers the question after multiple interpretations, rulings on the objection, etc., is low, and we've had to do a lot of repeats anyway, so I would just assume that you have to do that. With that, we're ready to go.
Your Honor, this is Interpreter
Gutierrez,
and a question regarding that. The objection is posed in the middle of the interpreters, often in the middle of the interpreter's rendition into Spanish. Would the interpreter normally stops the interpretation right at the objection is that your honor's preference? The interpreter just wants to get, because it's, and then it does, the question does need to be reinstated.
Yes, Ms. Gutierrez, that's an excellent suggestion in practice. When there's an objection to a question, there's simply no need for that to be transferred to the witness until there's been a ruling on the objection. And since we're instituting the practice of the question simply being restated, that should address that.
Okay, thank you.
And it does remind me, just everyone just keep in mind, I know we're all, you've all got a heavy job to do with just trying to get across your arguments and ask questions, but do try to be mindful of pausing and giving room to the interpreter so that you're not giving lengthy statements that need to be interpreted and or interrupting them, except that recognizing you need to make your objections. You're all doing fine with it, but it's just a reminder. Anything else we need to address before we get started? All right, Mr. McKenzie, your witness. And interpreters, I'll ask you to start now. I have a sentence, I have a phrase for the witness. Just a reminder to Mr. Parapanse, you remain on, you remain sworn in from yesterday.
Señor Parapanse, le hago acuerdo que sigue juramentado desde ayer.
Good morning, Mr. Parapanse.
Buenos días, Señor Parapanse.
Can you hear us?
Si nos puede oír, Señor.
Perdón. Ahora
I'm sorry. Now I can.
Buen día.
Good morning.
Did you hear the hearing examiner remind you that you're under oath today?
Sí, oyó el examinador informarle que sigue juramentado hoy día.
¿Sí, señor?
Yes, sir.
Did you talk with anybody from the city's attorney's office yesterday after you testified or this morning?
¿Usted habló con alguien de la oficina de la ciudad ayer después de haber dado su declaración o esta mañana?
No.
No.
You said yesterday that you would have lots of conversations with people from the city about this case. Do you remember that?
Ayer dijo que tuvo muchas conversaciones con personas de la ciudad sobre el caso. ¿Se acuerda?
Sí.
Yes.
Did they ever discuss with you the concept of joint employment?
¿Ellos en algún momento conversaron con usted sobre el concepto de empleo junto?
No recuerdo esas palabras.
I don't remember those words.
Did they ever discuss with you the kinds of things they felt they needed to prove in order to make newly forming or Anthony Machado a joint employer?
En algún momento ellos conversaron con usted sobre lo que necesitaba para comprobar un caso contra New Way Forming o Anthony Machado.
No lo recuerdo.
I don't remember that.
Do you know what the factors are that the hearing examiner will be looking at to decide whether or not New Way Forming or Anthony Machado will come to play?
Usted no sabe cuáles hechos el examinador está buscando para establecer empleo junto de New Way Forming y Anthony Machado.
No sé.
I don't know.
Did you ever think to yourself that you might get more money out of this if you can help the city prove that New Way Forming or Anthony Machado are liable?
Nunca se le ocurrió que podría ayudar a la ciudad para obtener más dinero de New Way Forming y Tony Machado.
¿Más dinero para la ciudad?
more money for the city?
More money for yourself or for the city?
Más dinero para usted o para la ciudad.
No.
No.
Okay. A point of clarification, you testified yesterday that you opened a bank account so that Concrete could direct deposit your money, right?
Punto de clarificación. Ayer usted aclaró que abrió una cuenta de banco para que Baja Country le pueda depositar su dinero. ¿Es correcto?
Correcto.
Yes.
Was that in your full name, Jonathan Ivan Parra Ponce, or was that in Ivan Alessandro Ponce?
Eso estaba bajo su nombre completo. I'm sorry, what was that first name?
Jonathan
Iván Paraponce, o estaba bajo el nombre Alejandro Paraponce.
Jonathan Iván Paraponce.
Jonathan Iván Paraponce.
So the bank accepted payments to the person named Ivan?
Entonces el banco aceptaba pagos a la persona llamada Iván.
Mi tarjeta es Jonathan Paraponce.
My card is Jonathan Paraponce.
But the pay stubs that we saw yesterday say Ivan.
Pero los talones de pago que vimos ayer indican Iván Paraponce, ¿correcto?
Iván Alejandro Ponce, Iván.
They say Iván Alejandro Ponce.
Perhaps you can understand my confusion. How did it work? How did the bank accept payments to a different man?
Entiende mi confusión. ¿Cómo es que el banco aceptó pagos a otra persona?
Eso pregúnteselo al banco, yo no sé.
I don't know, you'd have to ask the bank.
Did anybody help you set that bank account up?
¿Alguien lo ayudó a establecer esa cuenta de banco?
Fui con Roberto Soto.
I went with Roberto Soto.
All right, so yesterday I asked you about Tony Machado approving your time cards, and you said that you stamped those, right?
Ayer le pregunté si Tony Machado aprobaba su tarjeta de tiempo y usted dijo que él la sellaba, ¿verdad?
Él la revisaba junto con Roberto, ya.
Yeah. He would check them together with Roberto, yes.
You testified yesterday that he would stamp, remember that?
Pero ayer usted declaró que él la sellaba, si se acuerda.
Sí, dije eso, pero no estoy 100% seguro, no tengo la 100% seguro.
Yes, I did say that, but I'm not 100% sure.
And you told the city attorney yesterday that Mr. Machado approved these time cards every day, right?
Y usted le dijo a la abogada de la ciudad que el señor Tony Machado aprobaba estas tarjetas diariamente, ¿verdad?
La revisaba a diario.
He would check them daily, that's right.
You told Ms. Wolf that you saw him do that in Tony's office. Is that correct?
Y usted le dijo a la señora Wolf que vio que lo hacía en la oficina de Tony. ¿Es correcto?
La hoja quedaba en la mesa del comedor y la oficina de Tony estaba acostada.
The table where documents were placed was right next to Tony's office.
Okay, so did you see inside Tony's office when he was approving these time cards?
Entonces usted podía ver dentro de la oficina de Tony cuando él aprobaba estas tarjetas de tiempo.
No, yo veía cuando revisaba sobre la mesa solamente.
No, I could only see when he would check them on the table.
I see. And he would do that every day?
Y eso lo hacía diariamente. That's right.
And you also told me yesterday that you never recorded your time on your phone, right?
Y también me dijo ayer que nunca anotaba el tiempo en su teléfono, ¿correcto?
Correct.
I want to show you the city's exhibit 134. Again, we were looking at this yesterday. These are the interview notes we interviewed with Darren.
Le voy a mostrar el elemento de prueba 134 de la ciudad. La estamos viendo ayer. Son las notas del señor Darren Wellen.
You see that? It says it's 134 at the bottom.
Sí, lo puede ver. Indica el elemento de prueba 134 en la parte de abajo.
It's still loading, Mr. McKenzie.
Todavía se está cargando, señor McKenzie.
Please let me know when you can see that.
Por favor, déjeme saber cuando lo pueda ver.
It seems delayed. It's taking longer than it usually does. Do you want to try it again?
Yeah, you're telling me I'm screen sharing. Let me just try it again. How about now?
It's indicating that it does. There's a statement that says Alan McKenzie has started screen sharing, but that's it. There's a blank screen behind it.
Todavía no podemos ver el elemento de prueba. Solo indica que Alan McKenzie ha comenzado a compartir la pantalla.
Does what the hearing examiner's noted he's seeing, is that comport with other representatives?
Los otros ven la misma cosa.
I know Ms. Sylvester's nodding her head.
Yes.
La señora Sylvester
indica que sí.
Nosotros tampoco. Lo mismo.
I apologize. Let me try one more time.
Disculpe, voy a intentarlo una vez más.
Still nothing?
Todavía nada.
Same display. It's showing the display you usually see while a document is loading before the document comes on.
Es el mismo mensaje que normalmente vemos cuando un documento se está cargando.
Any troubleshooting you can offer?
Shoot.
If not, that's fine.
When you're using the share screen function, are you selecting the specific document pane and it's highlighted green, Mr. McKenzie?
I'm selecting a specific document and saying share. This worked yesterday.
Okay. And is when it's now that it's on share screen, is that document highlighted green around the edges?
No, it looks a little different than yesterday. I'm still seeing the hearing examiner on my main screen. I'm seeing the other representatives. I have a little message that says your screen sharing, and it shows like a thumbnail of what I'm sharing. This is a little different than yesterday.
I can share.
Okay. We'll see if my assistant can locate the document.
Thank you very much.
Mi asistente va a tratar de encontrarlo. Muchas gracias.
That I can see.
Okay, ahora sí lo veo. Gracias.
Mr. Ponce, can you see that document now?
Señora Ponce, ¿ya puede ver el documento?
Sí.
Yes.
Ma'am, would you be so kind as to scroll down to page 6?
Puede bajar a la página 6, señora, por favor.
And at the top there, starting on line 1, I know this is in English, Mr. Ponce.
Arriba, en la primera línea, entiendo que está en inglés, señor Ponce.
But this document, according to Mr. Williams' notes.
Según las notas del señor Williams.
You told him that you would sign, would fill out a form of how many hours you worked at the end of the day. And Roberto told you to do that. And then you would sign it and give him back to him at the end of the week.
Usted le indicaba las horas que trabajaba diariamente en un formulario que Roberto le pidió que firme y se la entregaba a fin de la semana.
This is at line 1 through 3, sir. Okay.
Objection. Hearsay and lack of personal knowledge is, again, this is not Mr. Ponce's record.
Me opongo a declaración de rumores. Este record no es del señor Ponce.
I'm sorry to that objection. Me uno a esa
protesta. Es una impugnación indebida.
I just want to ask you if he recalls saying this or if he disputes this.
Lo único que le pregunto es si se acuerda haberlo dicho o si disputa haberlo dicho.
The challenge I'm having, Mr. McKenzie, and we've had several objections raised along these lines, and the line of questioning hasn't gotten away from this.
La dificultad, señores, que hemos tenido varias preguntas como esta, y no la... Las preguntas no cambian.
The witness, there's no indication the witness can read this document. He could read the word Roberto, the misspelling of his own name, and possibly some unidentified English words.
Lo único que el testigo puede leer en inglés tal vez Roberto, tal vez su nombre mal escrito, y tal vez otras palabras.
Yesterday, you indicated you used the document to refresh his memory.
Ayer indicó que iba a usar el documento para refrescarle la memoria.
The document isn't serving that purpose at this time.
Pero ese documento no sirve ese propósito en este momento.
Or for any of the previous questions.
Y tampoco para las preguntas previas.
It's essentially you reading from it, telling him what it says, and we're left with whatever his impression is with regard to that.
Básicamente, es usted leyendo lo que dice y nos quedamos con las impresiones de.
And so I'm gonna need to sustain the objections at this point.
Entonces voy a tener que acoger la protesta en este momento.
Okay, let me just ask you, Mr. Ponce, do you recall telling Mr. Williams that you would record your time on your phone and Roberto would ask you for that every 15 days? Do you recall to him?
Entonces, permítame preguntarle, señor Ponce, si se acuerda haberle dicho al señor Williams que usted grababa las horas que trabajaba el día teléfono y después las entregaba 15 días. ¿Se acuerda haberle dicho eso?
No lo recuerdo.
I don't remember.
Okay. Mr. Larkin asked you yesterday if you recalled having your deposition taken a few months ago. You told him you did recall that.
El señor Larkin le preguntó si se acuerda haber dado una declaración jurada hace varias semanas y dijo que sí se acordaba de eso. ¿Se acuerda? That's right.
And in that deposition, you were put under oath before you testified, just like the hearing examiner put you under oath before you testified in this hearing, right?
Y en esa declaración jurada, lo pusieron bajo un juramento antes de su declaración, igualmente que el examinador de la audiencia lo juramentó para esta declaración, ¿verdad?
No recuerdo.
I don't remember.
Are you aware that all of your statements were recorded during that deposition?
Sabía que todas sus declaraciones fueron declaradas. Esa declaración.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you recall being asked in your deposition whether anyone besides Roberto approved your hours?
¿Se acuerda que le preguntaron en esa declaración jurada si alguien además de Roberto aprobaba sus horas de trabajo?
No recuerdo esa pregunta.
I don't remember that question.
Well, I'm going to attempt again to share my screen with the city of Exhibit 28.
Nuevamente voy a tratar de compartir mi pantalla con elemento de prueba de la ciudad número 28.
And I'm receiving the same. Same thing as last time. Or does it look the same as last time where it says it's loading?
Yes.
Y es lo mismo que la última vez. Sí.
It's up now. Did you do that?
Yes.
You put this up?
You did for me? Oh, thank you so much. I really apologize for this. I don't know what the difference between yesterday and today is.
We'll give you a chance to work it out during the lunch hour. Did you bring it up?
Thank you so much. So this is the city's exhibit 28.
Este es elemento de prueba de la ciudad 28.
This is the deposition transcript with Mr. Ponce.
Es el transcrito de la declaración jurada del señor Parapolis.
And the date is February
14th, 2023.
Ma'am, would you be so kind as to scroll down to page 14?
Señora, gentilmente puede bajar a la página 14.
Now, I'm going to just read this to you in English. You were asked, do you recall, did anyone else review your hours and approve your hours besides Roberto?
¿Usted recuerda, a usted se le preguntó si usted recuerda si alguien más revisó sus horas y aprobó sus horas, aparte de Roberto?
That's at line 1 and 2.
Eso está en la línea 1 y 2.
What was your response in line 3?
¿Cuál fue su respuesta en la línea 3?
No.
No.
So you testified under oath under penalty of perjury in February that nobody besides Roberto approved your hours, didn't you?
Entonces usted testificó bajo juramento, bajo pena de perjurio, que nadie aparte de Roberto aprobó sus horas, ¿cierto?
Sí,
¿qué lo dice?
Yes, I believe I did it. Can you explain why your testimony has changed?
¿Puede explicar por qué cambiaron sus testimonios?
No he cambiado mi testimonio para nada.
I haven't changed my testimony at all.
No.
Well, you testified, you told the city attorney, you told Ms. Wolf, you told me that Tony Machado approved the hours every day of two.
Usted testificó que usted le dijo a la abogada de la fiscal, le dijo a la señora Wolf, le dijo a mí que Tony Machado aprobaba sus horas todos los días en la mesa.
Roberto Soto nos aprobaba las horas a nosotros y Tony Machado aprobaba las horas de Baja Conca, que somos nosotros.
Roberto Soto would approve the hours for us, and Baja Concrete would approve the hours. This is the interview is going to require repetition of that answer, if I may. Señor, ¿puede repetir su respuesta? Perdone.
Roberto Soto aprobaba nuestras horas y Tony Machado aprobaba las horas de Baja Concrete.
Roberto Soto would approve our hours, and Tony Machado would approve the hours for Baja Concrete.
That's not what you said in your deposition, is it? You were asked, did anybody else besides Roberto approve your hours, and you said no.
Eso no fue lo que usted dijo en su declaración jurado. No es cierto. Usted se le preguntó si alguien más, aparte de Roberto Soto, le aprobaba sus horas, y usted dijo que no.
Roberto me aprobaba las horas mías, y Roberto era mi jefe, él me contaba.
Roberto would approve my hours, and Roberto was my boss. He hired me, or contracted me.
Can we share that same exhibit and just scroll up to page 13, please?
Podemos compartir esa misma prueba y bajar a la página 13, por favor.
So you were asked, starting on line 14 there, who did you report your time to? Again, you said Roberto.
A usted se le preguntó en la línea 14 que a quién le reportaba usted su tiempo, y usted realmente respondió a Roberto.
Then you said you would take his paperwork every week to his secretary. Do you recall that testimony?
Y luego usted aseveró que él se llevaba consigo todo el papeleo todas las semanas y se lo llevaba a la secretaria de él. ¿Usted recuerda ese testimonio?
Así es, a la contadora.
That's the case, to the accountant.
Who's that?
¿Quién es esa o ese?
No la conozco, era la que le hacía los papeles.
I don't know her. She was the person who would do his paperwork.
You know who she worked for?
¿Usted sabe para quién trabajó ella?
Para Baja Concrete.
For Baja Concrete.
I want to ask you again about what you told me about Tony Machado being in constant contact with the workers and giving directions.
Before, Mr. McKenzie? Mr. McKenzie, before you do, what is the purpose of having the screen occupied by this document?
There is no purpose right now. I'm sorry. Please stop sharing. I wish I were in control.
Okay. Quiero preguntarle acerca de la afirmación que usted hizo de Tony Machado estando de que Tony Machado estaba en contacto constante con los trabajadores. Y su señoría le preguntó qué sentido tiene tener la pantalla y el abogado le dijo ninguna. Disculpas.
You remember us talking about that subject yesterday?
¿Usted recuerda que hablamos sobre ese tema ayer?
Sobre el contacto con los trabajadores, me pregunta.
You were asking me about the contact with workers?
Tony's contact with the workers, you said he was in constant contact, right?
El contacto de Tony con los trabajadores, usted dijo que él estaba en contacto constante.
Yes.
That's true?
And he was always giving instructions to the workers, correct?
Y que siempre le estaba dando instrucciones a los trabajadores, ¿verdad? ¿Usted dijo?
Sí.
Yes. This is the interpreter speaking, Mr. McKenzie. Do you mind turning your camera on?
Oh. It says it's on. I think I'm going to need to restart my computer at the break, Your Honor. I apologize. I don't want to be on here.
We're going to do that now rather than waiting at the break because your camera shows from our end that it is on. We will take, let's give you 5 minutes. We'll return at 9:40 to see if maybe restarting addresses the connectivity issues. Go off the record for 5 minutes.
Su señoría, vamos a conceder 5 minutos para que el abogado McKenzie reinicie su sistema para que aparezca en la pantalla, tal como nos indican todos.
Recording stopped.